And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Roland Trujillo. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome all my listeners down in beautiful Southern California, and of course all the people listening around the world on the internet. I welcome you all. Now let's get started, shall we? Last week, I said that today the world is not so good. It's not so good. People are suffering. People are confused. More and more now when I get emails from people, they say, I'm confused. People are confused. Why are people confused today? The reason is because two reasons. Number one, because of wickedness. That's right, wickedness. There is such a thing. Now, you might have some silly college professors sitting around somewhere arguing about whether there's evil or not. But those of us who live out in reality, those of us who live on the street, those of us who have been in a home with a wicked, tyrannical, or syrupy sweet parent, those of us who have come face to face with betrayal, corruption, viciousness, sneakingfulness, deception, those of us who have come face to face with that, we know that there is such a thing as evil. So I'm just going to call it wickedness. And we'll leave it to the silly intellectuals and the silly professors, or those who know deep down. See, some of them, they know very well. They know very well that there is such a thing as evil. Maybe they themselves are evil. Maybe they themselves are, but they act as if it didn't exist because they have their reasons. It works to their advantage. It works to their advantage. But let us say, so the question that I'm asking today is, why are people confused? And what I want is to help you to become unconfused, to show you how you can become unconfused and be able to see things with great clarity and discover what the truth actually is and live according to that truth, and then life can be beautiful. Life can be good. Okay? So let's part the veil and let's take a look at why there is confusion. First of all, because there is wickedness. Wickedness thrives on confusion. It wants to create confusion. See? And you might know somebody around you, maybe your mom or your wife, for example, or one of your co-workers, see? An aunt. You know somebody that's confusing. They say one thing but mean another, or they, everything they say has some sneaky undercurrent involved, some secret agenda. And so they create confusion. See? In fact, that's a hypnotic technique. There was a man named Erickson, a very well-known clinical hypnotist who wrote books about the subject. And one of his techniques to hypnotize people was simply to confuse them, to throw mass confusion to in the way he talked to them, so that they would kind of just, start looking at him like a deer in the headlight, with a deer in the headlights look, and just kind of zone out and retreat. See, when things are too much on the outside, people just simply retreat into the imagination. They go into a hypnotic state, and then they become manageable and malleable. So the first reason for confusion is wickedness, wicked people. And I'll tell you what the second reason for all the confusion is after this very important announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Roland. Yes, my name is Roland. I've written 16 books, maybe 17. I lose track. I just wrote another book. Well, I updated a book that I had written about half a year ago. It's called Putting the Forever Back in Love: Advanced Relationship Building Strategies. Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, it's such a beautiful book. Totally updated with a fantastic new cover. You can get it online. Just go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and you'll find it. Yes, it's only $9 and something. It's over 300 pages. I think it's 350 pages. Advanced strategies for relationship building. Okay, but we were talking about confusion. So so if you feel confused, if you get confused, you want to become unconfused, then listen up. And I also have meditation, very fantastic meditations. In fact, my 5-minute meditation is free. I even have a meditation app. Yeah, for mobile devices, a mobile app. And it has a 5-minute meditation on it. It has a nice lecture about strategies for successful living. Has a nice lecture from one of my radio programs, and then some super specials where you can get some of my books for an unbelievably low price. Normally the books would be like $10 and you can get them for 99 cents. The ebook, you know. So just go to commonsensecounseling.org or talktoapastor.org to get meditations, the mobile app with meditation on it, some of my books, all kinds of good stuff. But now let's talk about confusion. I want you to get unconfused. Okay? And we said that there's wickedness in the world that wants to confuse. Yeah, did you have a confusing mom? How about your wife? Maybe your wife confuses you. So confusion. It's not good. Confusing people is not good. You need to learn how to deal with confusing people. You need to learn how to deal with them. The number one rule is don't resent them and don't doubt yourself. It's that simple. Don't resent them and don't doubt yourself. See, they'll become confused when they see they're not confusing you. They're so used to confusing you that when they don't confuse you, they'll become upset and confused. See, that's the other thing. They get you upset. Your problem. See, somebody's confusing, so you try to speak, you try to talk to them reasonably, and they throw more confusion at you. And then what happens? You become upset. See, and then when you become upset, then you get confused, and you say the wrong thing, or you say it wrong, or you get angry and say the wrong thing. See, and then it makes you look bad. So they're the ones that started it, and when it's all over, you look bad. Okay? So we don't want that to happen anymore. So you should start looking into my meditations and some of my books, but especially the meditations, because I'll talk to you about how to learn how not to become confused and not to become upset. So if you don't become confused, you don't become upset, you see clearly which way to go, your life is simpler, see, you're less stressed, life is beautiful, you see the butterflies and love them, and you see the flowers, and you hear the beautiful wind blowing outside, and the birds singing, and life is good, okay? All right. But now where was I? Oh yes, now the second reason for confusion in the world. What's the second? The second reason is bad authorities, wrong authorities, see, which are, can also be wicked authorities, but they themselves may simply be confused, and then being typical egos, see, they become pompous, they get a degree or two, and then they lord it over you in the classroom or what have you, or at home. See, you got religious authorities. Aren't they confusing? How many different religions are there? How many different churches? How many different organizations? How many different religious theories are there? It's confusing. See? Or you go to church and they say, how are you doing? And they all put their arms around you and tell you how wonderful you are and how great a person you are. And they slap you on the back and tell you how wonderful. And then they say, we need money. Money, 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 money. See, it's confusing. So then you wonder, well, do they really love me like they claim, or do they just want my money? See, it's confusing. Then you go to school, and what do they do there? Well, they confuse you. They tell you, well, there was a big bang. All of a sudden, from nothing, suddenly there was this huge explosion, and everything exploded somehow. It's confusing. They tell you about evolution. Somehow we evolved from apes. See, it's confusing. It's degrading. Confusing, and it's degrading. So you're going to have to learn to not get confused, not be degraded, not become upset, begin to see things clearly, see for yourself, see? Begin to see for yourself what's right. And don't let yourself be confused. Now, we said improper authorities. Now, who is the biggest improper authority of all in the average home? Who is the biggest failing authority of all? Well, mom is usually the biggest authority, see? But who is the one that fails? It's dad. So when you look at the world falling apart, when you look at all the confusion and all the things going wrong, see, if you want to point the finger at somebody, then point the finger at failing dads. Failing dads. Weak men, see? Weak men, selfish men. Ambitious men, angry men, see, womanizing men, drug-taking men, marijuana-smoking men, boozing men, see, weak men that put sports as number one thing in their life. You know, when you look at the world and how much needs to be done. Where are the George Washingtons? Where are the Thomas Jeffersons? Where are the Isaiahs and the Noahs? And the Winston Churchills? Where are they? Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org, that's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Thank you. My name is Roland. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. Now, what I want to say is we need men to step up and become and be men, to put sports where it belongs last. Last place on the agenda. Number one, be there for your family. See? And you need to get some of my books, you men. You know, it's an amazing thing. Huh? Do you have a moment? I just, you know, want to speak casually to you here a little bit. One of my websites is very popular, and it's about relationships. And a lot of people from all over the world visit my website. And one of the main things they come up, well, there's a lot of different reasons that they come, search terms and what have you, but one of them is men who their wife cheated on them, or wife asked them to leave, or their wife argues with them all the time, you know, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of men, which is amazing, because usually, you know, when you go to relationship sites, it's usually what, 90% women. Women are more interested in such things. And so most of my visitors are women, but this particular, because I have some special help for men, there are more men come. But guess how many of the men order my books? I have a wonderful book called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, where I talk about to dads and fathers. I give them specific advice, not wimpy advice. I don't say just be nicer, bring more flowers, you know, jacuzzi for two and cruises and, you know, you've done all that, okay? But women and your children need something from you. They need something from you which you are not giving them. They need love, agape love, agape love. Okay, you can't find it in a book, but you should read my book, because I'll point you to how you can find it. You find it within, but you need somebody to tell you, see, you need somebody to sit you down and say, look, you know, put your sports in last place, throw away your marijuana, cigarettes, and your pornography, okay, and stop being such a wimp and a people pleaser, and be a man, not an angry man. Not a violent man, not an abusive man, a kind man, kind, compassionate, long-suffering, patient, see, wise. Like I said, where you men, you're supposed to be the George Washington of your family, the Moses of your, the Noah of your family, the Isaiah of your family, see? Where are the men? Where are they? We need more George Washingtons and Isaiahs and Jeremiahs, Davids. We need more people, more men like that. So how are you going to become a man like that? By putting your baseball cap on backwards and screaming at a ball game and drinking a lot of beer, wasting all your money buying expensive tickets and buying a lot of expensive silly food, beer, and what have you. Why don't you save your money? Why don't you, back in the Old Testament, you remember when, and even in the New Testament, they used to, what did they do? They would rent, when a man saw that he had failed terribly, what would he do? He would rend his clothes, he would put on sackcloth and ashes. He would get on his knees and cry out to God and say, God, show me where I have gone wrong. See? Show me the error of my ways. See? Now those were men, those were real men. They were on their knees before their Creator. But then they got up and then they were men. Men for their wives. Not mama's boys. Not sports junkies. Not silliness. You know, when we go to the golf course quite a bit, because we like to go to the driving range. And I've got some old clubs and I got an old bag, and I can't believe the equipment that people have. I can't believe the expensive equipment. So there you have grown men, you know, 40, 50, 60 years old. There they are, spending lots and lots of time practicing their swing. And, you know, they spent so much money on the most expensive gear, and they've got a hat with a logo on it, and they've got golf shoes, and they've got all of this stuff. See? And I think to myself, I'm sorry, but, you know, it's kind of a waste of time. There's so many important things in the world that men ought to be attending to. And yes, of course, a little golf is nice after you've attended to the important things. See, recreation after lots of important work, improving the world. Well, so men, are you going to be men or what? So if your wife is confused and your children are confused and other people are confused, maybe it's because you're weak. You're not standing for something. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. Well, I've given the men a hard time. I told them they've got to be Davids. They've got to, like Moses, like David, like George Washington, like Winston Churchill, like John Wayne. They've got to be men. But kind, compassionate, good, wise men, not angry men. See, a lot of men compensate with violence or with sports or with big muscles. They compensate for what they lack. For the inner connection with their Creator, for character. See, they compensate for their character they don't have. But how are you going to get character, man? Well, get my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Or my new book, Putting the Forever Back in Love. Find out what it is that your kids want from you. Find out what it is your wife wants from you. See, and if you failed in the past, well, find out how you failed in the past so you won't fail again. See, a lot of men, they fail in their first marriage. Then they get married again in the second marriage. Then they make the mistake of trying to be too nice. They bend over backwards to be extra nice, extra wimpy, extra people-pleasing. They want to win a popularity contest, and it's even worse. They're bigger failures yet. See, so find out what it is. I mean, obviously, if you're drinking and drugging and violent and all that stuff, that stuff has to go. Of course, that has to go. But then, if you're a decent guy, you know, decent guy, then you need to find out what else you need other than just being a decent guy, what your kids are lacking. Now, I want to speak for a moment to you kids, especially you adult kids of dysfunctional homes. You adult kids that have problems. And you wives, I want to give you a very important key, and that is, see, I just gave the men a hard time. I gave them a very hard time. So now I want to talk to you. Don't resent your father. Don't resent your dad. Maybe he wasn't there for you. Maybe he was halfway decent, but he was missing something, or maybe he was no good. Whatever the case may be, don't resent him, because if you resent him, you cut yourself off from love. See, love comes from within, from our Creator. And if you resent other people, then you are cut off from the Creator's love. He loves you for not resenting. He loves you for not resenting, for not hating. See how that works? Okay. All right. So don't resent your dad, and wives don't resent your husband. Give him a little bit of space. Maybe he can find himself. My name is Roland. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Okay, everybody, I love you all. I love you by telling you the truth. Okay, so now, what are you going to do? Go to talktoapastor.org. Check out the meditations. Check out my books. Read some of my free articles. And so on. Take some time to get to know yourself and to deal with the important things in life. And life will be sweet. And life will be good. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.